Hello everybody, welcome to Purity's podcast. This is episode 50. I cannot believe I'm reaching halfway to 100. This is exciting.
I'm so happy. So yes. Excited.
I have to open a bottle of champagne to celebrate my success.
I'm just being cynical.
Why? You're not happy?
I'm so sad.
Why?
Because like every episode or whenever you record new episode of Purity's podcast, one unicorn dies.
I don't know what you mean.
So you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, every time you listen to new episodes of Purity's podcast, you kill one unicorn.
How?
I don't know. It's just like that's how it works. Mm. Your podcast is just
Achilles?
Yeah, swiping these precious baby unicorns across the...
I love unicorns.
Serbia.
I would never do that to unicorns.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
There are just few unicorns left in Serbia, and like if we don't take care of them...
Well, guys, I promise you...
Unicorn is Serbian national animal.
Yes, and kids love unicorns. So I love kids. So I wouldn't do that to the kids. I'm pretty sure the unicorn is just fine. So guys,
this is getting weird.
Let's move on. So guys, okay, I've been having struggles with my sound, with microphone. Okay, I bought one microphone. It gave me problems. Now I have another microphone. I hope this one is going to be great because I want you guys
to
enjoy.
So if you stuck with us through episode like 47 or 46 till now, you're going to get a medal? We don't have medals to give, to hand out. You're going to get nothing. But still, it's like nothing from us. It's nothing.
It's
from heart.
I want you guys to hear me well, so I hope this one is better.
But it's
fingers
better.
Crossed.
I think it's better if people do not hear you well.
Why?
Well, it's just better for you. I mean, they won't know like what. Now they will know what actually are saying. Before they were just hearing some rumbling. They thought like, oh. Maybe she's saying something like that makes sense, but now people will know like this is like complete nonsense. Like we switch to another podcast. So anyways, like summer is coming to end.
That's so sad.
What did you learn from this summer? Not what did you learn from the summer. What did you learn this summer?
Well, this summer I learned how to swim. How exciting is that, huh?
For who? For your listeners?
For myself, I'm excited that I learned how to swim this summer.
It's really interesting that someone who grew up on the ocean couldn't swim.
Well, I had no interest. If you have no interest, you'll never learn anything. So
yeah,
that's what I say. Be interesting in something and you will learn it eventually.
It's like if I was a bird, born as a bird, and I couldn't fly. There's someone making noise. We make pause because people are gonna be annoyed. And we are back, guys. Sorry, we're sorry that we have retarded neighbors. Like they just don't have a.
They don't have a quiet policy. They cannot be quiet. No way.
There is no something like that doesn't exist in our neighborhood.
Yes.
So when we are recording podcasts, we have to close all the windows.
That is right.
Suffocate.
That is right. Just for you guys, huh? We will sacrifice anything for you guys just to give you a good podcast.
If you're a bird or you're a fish, you cannot swim. Or you're a bird, you cannot fly. It's like you living on a ocean and you couldn't swim.
I have a phobia, you know.
What phobia?
I'm scared of the water. So because actually tried to drown me.
So you don't drink water?
So I got scared. I do drink water, but this is no. I'm drinking water is different than entering inside the water and trying to swim and float and all that.
Like those people who are alcoholics,
uh-huh.
They don't drink water. You know, most of alcoholics they just drink few zips of water here and there. They drink alcohol. Do you think they have phobia of water, and that's why they became alcoholics, because they
I don't
couldn't.
know about that.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
So yes, let's start the podcast, shall we?
Yeah, we should.
My first story. A millionaire offering £15,000 for someone willing to try and seduce his fiance. A worried millionaire is looking to double check the intentions of his new fiance before tying the knot, and is willing to offer big bucks to someone willing to test her loyalty. What do you think about this?
Yeah, it's a good idea. If I were a millionaire, ugly millionaire.
He's ugly.
Well, yeah, if you're an ugly millionaire and, like, yeah, this is really good
and you
idea.
You have a pretty girlfriend? No, she's...
Something is wrong. Something is wrong.
She's after your money, dude. Definitely after your money. So if you are a fabulous wealthy, how can you be sure your partner is interested in you rather than your bank balance? That is the question. Are you interested with him or his money? So while one recently engaged millionaire has decided to put his dearly beloved to the test by recruiting a man to find out her true intention. He's been with the lady in question for more than a year, but previously had bad experiences with women. Only in it for the money have left him worried. Well, poor guy. I really feel bad for him.
Why didn't they show the photo of the guy? There is no photo of the guy.
There's no photo.
He's probably really, really
short,
ugly.
Fat. Short, fat and ugly.
But he's also old. That's I think that later in the story, like something like that is...
So, his worries increased after he proposed, as his fiance seemed eager to get the ceremony done quickly and was very much against a prenup.
Oh, of course. She was like, let's get married. Let's get married. No prenup.
No prenup. Okay.
I take your money.
So, to make insurance double, he got in contact with the luxury marketplace, hashhash.com, to see if they could find someone to help him check.
Yes, that's a website.
Dating site.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what they do. Okay.
Like probably some website where you ask for some service and then someone answers, someone who wants to does the... connect someone who wants something and someone who will provide. Like, I guess, I don't know.
So the idea is to find out if a willing, wealthy, attractive younger man will tempt her away from him after admitting he's hardly in the prime of his life.
He's old.
He's offering one of payment, £15,000, as well as access to a luxury flat, a couple of premium cars and a budget to help convince his intended that the man is rich to someone willing to try and seduce him.
Yeah, it means he will pay off that guy who give him £50,000, £15,000, and he will give him like an apartment and several cars so he can impress his...
And a budget, like maybe some money.
Yeah, to spend so he can seduce his fiancée.
Applicants should be good-looking, able to act convincingly, have facial hair, and be in good physical shape.
So okay. Mean that he doesn't have...
Facial hair?
Why facial hair? But facial hair is a beard and mustache.
Maybe she likes the facial hair.
No, that's weird. I would understand if he said the candidate should have a hair. That would mean that he's bald, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he cannot grow beard. There are some people that cannot grow beard. And what else? To be in good physical shape.
Yes.
That means that he's like...
Have a good body.
That means that he's, I don't know...
Go to the gym a lot.
No, I'm talking about him. That means that he is like in a bad... Either
bad
fat
physical.
Or like...
Well, yeah, obviously. He's opposite of that, obviously. So he wants to see if the girl will be accepted. Well, Aaron Happin, founder of hashhash.com, said the concept of gold diggers isn't new. Indeed, it's something that the rich and famous have long had to deal with. However, rarely do we see people tackling it in such a direct way, he added. Obviously, we are hoping that if and when the right person is found for the unusual role, they won't be able to make our client fiance sway from him. No one wants to see couples break up, especially when they're set to get married. If you think you could be the man for the job, you can apply for the role here. And then there's a link here. You click, you apply.
Who, me? You want me to apply?
No, not you.
Well, this
listeners.
Is, well, after listening to this, so many people in Serbia are gonna...
I'm gonna apply.
This is why you should listen to our podcast, because like we give you a job opportunities. Like we help you.
That's right.
There are not many job openings in Serbia, so if you wanna go, at least not like well paid jobs. So I'm gonna make 15. This is like 17,000 euros.
Yeah.
Nice money.
Yeah, nice money. I would like to find out what's gonna happen in this story. So. That's
but
all.
Like this guy, like what is he expecting? Like he's old, bad looking, like everything in this text implies that like he's like old, bad looking.
Yes.
He's probably boring. What do you expect? Like I don't understand. Like,
well, the only good thing for working for him is that he has money. Imagine if you are ugly, short,
but he probably knows that even previous girlfriends of his were with him for money.
That's like, what he said.
Didn't he understand that by now?
Yeah.
So, well, like, if he wants to marry or date pretty girl, doesn't
why can't he pretend he's poor and see?
Well, yeah,
that's a better idea.
Well, now it's too late for that.
He should have done that. Pretend that he's poor. And if the girl stick with him throughout,
so,
I saw that in a movie, you know.
Yeah, that's if you're a millionaire, you will go around pretending that you're poor. Like
I saw it in a movie. One guy was rich and he pretended to be poor and they had so many problems and the girl was with him throughout. And then
you're
he
watching too many movies.
Yes, African movie.
Yeah.
Pub will pay for your headstone if you die, taking on 12,000 calorie burger challenge. A pub has created a man v food style challenge, especially
man versus food style.
Oh, man versus.
This is like in last podcast. Is it in last? No, it was like two.
Yeah, the last one. The last one.
Or something.
No, 47.
I don't remember. There was a podcast we were talking about this guy, this food.
Had chicken wings, 400.
Oh, yeah.
13
this competition.
Chicken wings. Yes. Yeah, it's the same.
Man versus food style challenge.
Especially for burger lovers. Would you dare to take it on?
So if you... read the story. Basically, if you die, this guy pays for
your... For your grave.
For, the, not grave. Yeah.
The stone.
The stone. The tomb. How is it called?
Mm-hmm. Died from eating burger. Okay, that's going to be interesting. So the judge...
I saw much crazier these engravings in these stones than die from eating. Yeah, just go around Serbian graveyards. You will see some...
Weird.
Crazy, yeah.
Crazy written. Okay.
Yeah, those slogans or whatever you want to...
Call them.
I think it's called epitaph. Is that how it's called
In English?
Not in like in from the old Romans used to write those things on their graves, and you can find some really really funny ones, you know. Of course, in Latin, you have to know Latin first.
Yeah, I'll pass. So the George Pub and Grill in County Durham has recently reopened its doors following a fire earlier in the year. And the business is back with the bang, launching a brand new burger challenge for customers. Called the Big Ben Number 10, the 28-pound dish features a stack of 10 burgers, smoothed in cheese, and to make things even meatier, each layer is topped with bacon.
So this thing costs 28.95, so that's like over 30 euros, 30-something euros. It's like a... They call it like a burger, but it has one bun on the top and one bun
in the bottom.
Yeah, in the middle is like how many these burgers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like 10. And between every meat, between every burger is bacon and it's cheese
and fries.
Oh, fries on the bottom. Yeah, it has 12,000 calories. This thing is 1.5 kilograms. It weighs
1.5 kg.
Mm-hmm. 12,000 calories. That's five times more than you need daily recommendation.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is
if you want to be fat.
This is if you want to get heart attack, you know.
Well, yeah. So, and if it didn't already sound crazy enough, you can also splash a little more cash to add extra bacon and cheese to the challenge. If you're thinking that the feast sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen, you'll be right. And the pub's owner, Craig Hacker, even advises people to eat it at their own risk. Yeah, right. Okay.
But if you eat it,
mm-hmm.
I know that in States, you have these steak houses, you know,
Mm-hmm.
you go there and you order like I don't know, it's like a kilo burger, like a lot, you know, or more burger that is huge, huge. And if you manage to eat it in like, I don't know, 45 minutes, you get you get you don't have to pay nothing, you know. But
Oh.
this guy charges you anyway. This guy only, like, if you survive, I will pay for your, well, who's gonna guarantee me that you're gonna pay for my stone, gravestone,
Maybe you
if I
need to
die?
write a contract with the lawyer and
And he
everything.
will spend only 500 euros for a greenstone, gravestone. But
Yes.
that's approximately how much they cost in Syria. Even more, they cost more. They're made of marble. It's a 500 pounds. That's like 550 euros. That's not a lot. This guy is cheap. And he's charging those burgers like 30 euros.
Yeah. He said the burger is absolutely stacked high with juicy meat from top to bottom. 60 Aussie
Ounces,
ounces of beef.
that's, I don't know, in our, in
Okay.
how much, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Of beef tipped with so much cheese and 25 bacon rashers. If people want, they can add a further dollop of liquid cheese over this whole dish, which by the way makes it even tastier. This burger will go down as bragging rights with friends, and I can see all the big eaters going for our Big Ben number
But
10.
do you think that, like, you feel any taste? Do you think it's that it's tasty after you eaten like I don't know, a quarter of this thing? What taste like?
So competitive eater Kyle Gibson has already taken on the extreme challenge and was said to have polished off the entire thing in just 21 minutes and 56 seconds. Speaking afterward, he said the burger was the best he had ever tasted. It was so soft, full of flavor, and filled a small hole. He added, overall, it's a quality burger. Wow. Okay. He enjoyed himself at least. So
Well,
did he
what
win the
is the
challenge? What?
most delicious burger for you?
Me. Oh, if it's
No,
delicious.
what is the most delicious burger,
What is inside,
is
of
it,
course.
no, like burger from like this American type of burgers from McDonald's, Burger King, or Serbian burger
Oh, you mean that?
that is
You're not
called.
clear. You're like going around in circles. Well, I love a Serbian
The
burger, of
Serbian burger
course.
is
It's the
called.
best. Pietskavica, which is so delicious. And my friend loved it too, so that tells you it's the best.
Well, every visitor, every foreigner that visits,
Have to try Pietskavica.
Tries Pleskovica and it's delighted with.
Yes, it's the best. Trust me, you
Yeah,
would love
it's
it.
worth coming to Serbia just to try Pleskovica, so.
Yes, and see the beautiful city of Belgrade, of course.
Oh no, just to eat Pleskovica
No.
and kebab. Okay, we're done with the
We're
story.
done here. And the last story, can a waiter refuse to sell alcohol to pregnant customers? What the law really says. Recently, a woman went viral for revealing she switched a pregnant woman's drink order to remove the alcohol. Last week, as a waitress revealed that she had sneakily switched the drinks order of a customer at the restaurant she worked in. After overhearing a conversation between the customer and her friends, that the waitress understood her to be pregnant, and after serving her one alcohol cocktail, she decided to ask the bartender to make the rest of her drinks virgin. What do you think about this? Wow. What a
Well,
chicken.
yeah, waiters here in Serbia, when they try to be funny, they will tell you, we don't serve drunk customers.
We
But
don't
then,
serve drunks.
yeah, if you're already drunk and you go to we call it kafana here, it's like kind of a pub, and like I cannot explain if you haven't been into one. So if you go drunk there, if they want to be funny, they'll tell you, "Oh, we don't serve drunk customers." So like this is like we don't.
We don't serve
Yeah, but.
pregnant, drunk women. Right?
Well, she was not drunk. She wanted to get drunk.
Yeah, she wanted
She
to.
was pregnant.
She's still pregnant.
Maybe she wanted to get pregnant, or she was already
She's
pregnant.
still pregnant.
Yeah, I know
She's already
she's pregnant.
pregnant.
She was already pregnant.
So at the end of the night,
Maybe she came, she was like, I want to get drunk and pregnant. Well, yeah, and she was like,
Maybe.
no.
At the end of the night, the woman was furious to discover what happened and demanded her tip be repaid. Well, yeah, you deserve to get your t What is this? What does this waiter care if their child gets drunk over there? What's her problem? She knows she's pregnant. Of course, she knows she's carrying a baby while she's ordering an alcoholic drink. She's not stupid, you know? I would just serve them. Just take that alcohol. Here,
And
another
some
one.
cigarettes
Here,
to go
you
with
want
it.
cigarettes? There you go, madam. Enjoy yourself, you know? That's what she should have done. Mind
Lots of
her own
drugs.
business.
And then when she gets baby who is,
That's her problem.
and then this waiter will have that her on her conscience, like.
Why? Me, if I, like me, I forget stuff easily, so I would just be like, forget tomorrow what I did, you know, previous night.
Really?
I'll be like, I don't remember.
Is this
I
something
do
that you
not
want to
remember.
reveal on podcast?
No, that's how I am. Okay, well,
Not everybody's like that.
not everybody's like that. I get that. Okay,
Some
well,
people
okay.
will have
I
conscience.
think she was okay. Yes, I think her intentions were good. You know, she was trying to help. So,
But you're just a waiter. You cannot change like the
yeah,
how
and she could get fired for
everything
this.
works in UK. This is story from UK.
Yes, she could get fired because they're saying this is discrimination, you know?
But if you're a waiter, it's not a big deal. You get a job real easily, so.
Well, yeah, you can get another job somewhere else. So,
Okay,
yeah.
let's.
That is all.
That is all. That this is
Yes.
how the story finishes. I was expecting for something.
No. It doesn't end. Do you want me to read on?
Oh yeah, I think people sitting at their home listening to a podcast want to know how a story ends.
So it says here legal position of not giving a customer what they ordered. So under the Customer Rights Act 2015, goods should be described as learner. If the cocktail was advised as including alcohol, then contrary, the customer should have been served as an alcohol cocktail. If the customer was
Well, what it
charged,
means,
if the
if it
customer was charged,
says if it says it's an alcohol cocktail and you order it, you should get your alcohol cocktail
yes.
because they're serving alcohol in their bar. They have a license to serve alcohol, so.
Yes, of course. So if the customer was charged the same price for the non-alcoholic cocktail, then the customer could argue that she should be entitled to a refund for the difference.
Well, of
Well,
course.
however, if a customer paid a reduced price, therefore did not suffer any financial loss, then the customer is unlikely to be able to pursue a breach of contract
Well, yeah, we're
claim.
getting into this law stuff now. I don't.
So, pregnant woman is entitled to make her own decision in relation to unborn child, of course, even if the child suffers with fetal alcohol syndrome as a result.
This is such a tricky subject. Something that
Why?
I don't know. It's just so it's not easy to put yourself on either side. It's just like. I would rather not get involved into this discussion.
I think she should mind her own business. That's what I would do.
I think women listening to this podcast don't want to hear my guy's opinion on the subject.
Why?
They're already pissed off. Like, you made me pregnant now. Now you're telling me what I should do, or like I'm vomiting every morning and all this.
You
I
think
don't.
women resent their husband? No, of course, they love being pregnant. It's a beautiful and natural thing that's happening to their bodies. They love it. They love like a human being
Okay.
going. So that's all, guys, on this story. That is all on Purity's podcast. Thank you so much for
Episode
tuning.
50.
Episode 50,
You're on
done.
a halfway to
100,
nowhere.
200, and I'm gonna reach there.
Like it ma it does it matter? I mean.
To me, it does. It's a huge accomplishment. Something that I never thought I'll do in my life.
You
Okay, a
think
lot of things I never thought I'll do in my life, and now I'm doing them.
you know what I heard?
What?
What I overheard? Been listening to KTM, Kenyan TV Network. They said like if Purity Slavoj reaches episode 100 on her podcast, we're gonna build her statue here in Nairobi and the smaller one in Mombasa.
Well, huh? Really?
Yeah. That's what they're
That's
saying over
great.
there.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
It's gonna be like you and President of Kenya holding
Holding hands.
hands,
talking.
And holding micro. You cannot talk on statues, a statue.
Okay. No, I'm saying looking like we are talking and laughing, having a great time.
Yeah, great.
Yay, thank you. Thank you, President of Kenya. I love Kenya. Miss Kenya. Okay. So, guys, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavul, PURITYSLAVULJ. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My handle is Purity Slavul. Listen to my podcast, anchor.fm/PuritySlavul. And everything to add?
On Google, listen to her podcast, our podcast, on Anchor, on Google Podcasts, on Apple
Spotify.
Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher, TuneIn, everywhere else where you
Everywhere
get
you
your
get your
podcasts.
podcatcher. Just write fantasy and be a goat. You'll find us.
What fantasy and be a god? This is not fantasy and be a god podcast.
But we're advertising on other podcasts too.
No, we were talking about your podcast.
Yes, but I've finished.
No, no one mentioned Fantasy NBA Gold podcast. Don't you remember? Like, it's the podcast that its name it shall not be mentioned. Like Lord
Okay,
Voldemort. It's
fine.
Fantasy NBA Gold podcast is Lord Voldemort of podcasts.
Okay,
It should not be.
find our other podcast with a name we cannot reveal. How is that even bad?
Ah, okay. Let's just. We're
Okay, we are done here.
done
Bye.
here.
Next
Bye.
time. See you next time. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.